So how has the water affected you? Did you give me a try?
And whenever they're ready.
How's it affected you?
Kind of like this case of
flooding my garage. Permeated my house with Sean's favorite flavor, trout. My house smells like old age.
So were you down on Lakeshore?
It was our house across from Alabama.
Yeah, we're on.
Ooh, that's awful. I saw it.
Say it too loud.
Good Lord.
Well, we will be as soon as she's...
You don't have lakefront property. You don't have lakefront.
Yeah, I have that. Okay. Okay, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Taney County Planning Commission, the public hearing segment of our process. This is Tuesday, May 10th, the day after Harry Truman's birthday. So that's why we did not have a meeting yesterday, our regularly scheduled time, and it is 6:02 p.m. Robert, if you will please establish a quorum for us.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudell, Randy Cummings,
here.
Ray Edwards,
here.
Sarah Kleinfelter,
here.
Sean Pingleton,
here.
Susan Martin,
here.
Carl Pride, and we do have a quorum present.
Okay, thank you. Again, if you will please explain the procedures for tonight's public hearing segment.
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A, the staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the Commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment at the public hearing, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearings begin. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed by the Planning Commission, not to anyone in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held basically 1 week from yesterday. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the Commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comments shall be taken unless expressly requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case is heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, and Mr. Ashley, welcome to your first solo meeting.
Thank you.
So I think, Robert, you've been on board now for, is this a month anniversary now?
Right about a month. Okay. This will be my fifth week, so.
Well, let's move on then to the public hearing segment, and the first project under consideration for public hearing is Underhill Heights.
Okay. Like you said, the first public hearing is for Underhill Heights. It's located at Victor Church and Beaumont Road in the Branson Township, Section 5, Township 23, Range 21. The request, the applicant, Jason Bronner, is requesting approval to utilize a permitted gated townhouse community for nightly rentals. The history on this, on February 20th, 2007, the Taney County Planning Commission granted Division 3 Permit 0690, authorizing the construction of 14 1,200-square-foot townhouse units, each with two-car garages and a walking trail. The current application was approved for concept on April 18, 2011. The general description on this, the subject property, which is right in this area, contains approximately 3.01 acres and is located, like I said, at Victor Church and Beaumont Road in the Crabwell Corner Subdivision Lot 2B. The property currently contains a total of four townhouse units under roof, with two of those units already being completed. This is just an aerial photo showing the basic area here and the location. And we've just tried to zoom in a little bit to show the location of this. The review on this, the applicant is not requesting to amend the original Division 3 permit in any way, other than to request the ability to utilize Underhill Heights for nightly rental. As you know, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days. So basically, currently, the applicant would have the ability to rent a unit for a period of 30 days or greater. The project received a score of 7 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 26. The relative policies receiving a negative score consisted of use compatibility and traffic. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Third, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fourth, Division 1 and Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And fifth, that the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. We've put a little video together for this. And this is basically, I believe, one of the treatment plants here. First time videoing here, so I'm a little, I kind of bounce around a little bit. But these are some of the units that have already been constructed. The applicant did tell us last time that he has experienced some problems with some vandalism and things of that nature. And I don't know if it really shows that well in the photos, but you could see that he has had some vandalism problems at the back of these structures. This, of course, is the portion that hasn't been developed, that were at the back part of the lot here. And I think we just kind of drove along each structure here to give you an idea.
You said that one of the structures was completed and the other one was not, but there are 4 units, I thought, that are constructed.
That was my understanding, was that there are 4 that are constructed, but I believe 2 are yet to be completed. And you can see that there has been some vandalism as well. I think that's about the end of it. Okay,
and do you have a map of the area? Okay, and do you have a specific plat of that property?
I do. I didn't think to include it in the staff report, though.
So at some point we would need that, though.
It's just the one lot.
Well, I know, but we need to know and refresh our memory for the location of all the buildings. And where are we now with the completed buildings? Yeah. Okay, let's move on then to the public hearing part. Mr. Goldsworthy, it's been a long time since I've seen you, so welcome. Mr. Tom Goldsworthy. And again, introduce yourself, please, for the record.
Yes, my name is Tom Goldsworthy. I'm a 10-year resident
of Taney County. I live at 2506 Victor Church Road. I'm here to talk against this property because it's a fancy word for, gee, I'm in a hotel. It took 6 months dealing with the commissioner just to get the so-called one set of structures, two-family homes, boarded up by this individual because it was being vandalized. The neighbors were reporting that it was being vandalized, and it was, oh, well, I've got stuff into the insurance company. You know, all that hearsay stuff is great. That picture from the front of the building does not really show you what the front of that looks like, or the back of it where there's garbage already. I say garbage, metal and other things that have been just thrown on the property. Okay. Plus, I believe y'all's code says no more than three families per acre, and he's got 14, he's wanting to build 14. My math says that's too many apartments. Mm-hmm. I'm here to also represent 10 veterans that live in that area. We do not want nightly rentals, as they're called, in that area. We have enough trouble keeping drug users and other people out of there. And we do that because all of us work together to keep and help each other when people aren't at home. And it's like a little neighborhood watch. And believe me, I want to make it a point that I am being very serious this time, not as last time when I was told, well, gee, we thought you were joking. I'm not joking. I'm here to be on record to the simple fact that we don't want people coming in and out of our neighborhoods that aren't families. That was intended for single families to live in the area with a certain amount of homes or family dwellings per acre. And it's just, you know, you have to go there and look to see and have driven through the area more than once. We are a rural area. We enjoy that. Myself and the other vets enjoy it. We want to keep it that way. We have no problem with people building single-family homes. None whatsoever. But when you start talking about now we've got renters coming in there, we've got housekeepers driving in and out of that road has two areas that flood out. This past water rain that we just had, Victor Church closed for a short time period because the creek down there overflowed. There's already a house on the back side of where he's talking about putting these apartments that has a little culvert stuck in where runoff goes through that was flooded out during that flood. Those people were stuck up in there. There's no coming out of there. I know. I drove my truck in there. And another thing that I want to bring to everybody's attention is on your film, you show that public notice. Well, I drove all around that yesterday and today, and someone has removed it for whatever reason so that the neighbors don't know what's going on. And why it was removed, I have no idea. Did I remove it or anybody that I know? No. I just found out about this on Saturday.
And how did you find out about this meeting?
A neighbor who lives adjacent to that property got a notice in the mail, which, if you read the notice, it itself, I do not know who typed it up, but it says the Taney County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing May 10th, 6 o'clock, County Courthouse. Regarding a request by Jason Bronner to operate a nightly rental business from the existing development located at Victor Church and Beaumont Road in the Cabwell Corners subdivision lot 2B. There is no subdivision out there that I know of.
Okay. Would you do something for me? And where's our pointer? Do we have our magic light?
Okay.
And where do you live, Mr. Goldsworthy, on Victor Church?
I own this lot right here.
Okay. So you go past this property to get to your property?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you mentioned flooding?
Yes.
Road closures?
Right down in here, just past the church on Victor Church Road, where it goes down. There's a dry water creek that runs through there that floods out. Mail could not even be delivered.
Okay.
Down in that area, floods out. Okay. To include, if that is that little road, there's a house built right here on it.
And that's the house that you were referring to.
And that's the house that I was referring to that sits back up in there that's got a drainage ditch that they put a culvert in so they could get to and from their house. The guy owns a four-wheel drive vehicle to be able to get in and out.
It's been a while since I've driven down in that territory, but there are a lot of roads just north of where it says Belmont or Beaumont, I guess, kind of.
A lot of roads?
Yeah.
No, ma'am, not really.
It's okay,
you have Beaumont here.
I know it's just platted.
This
way. Mobile
home lots.
Park.
Okay. Yeah, there.
That's a mobile home park?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want to call it a mobile home there.
Well, it is. It's a mobile home park. It's Green Acres Mobile Home Park.
Is that what it, because some of those are, I know they're modular homes. That's all I know.
Anything
else? And they're not being used for people to pull in and out for nightly use or weekly use or anything like that. They're modular homes that are on bricks.
So your biggest concern is the change, excuse me, of the nature of the people who would be using nightly rentals as compared to family.
Yes, because it's zoned for family, farm, and agriculture. We're a rural area. If he wants to build, you know, if they would like to build a motel, they need to move in closer to Branson. They have plenty of nightly rentals there that they can't even rent out now. I mean, I'm not against progress. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want to have to put up with the same stuff that I had to put up with when I lived in Florida, living with a person 12 feet away from me, and all. That's why I moved here. That's why I moved out into the country area. It's rural. It's going to stay that way because people are not going to sell their property to have multiple homes put on it. And again, the fact that he's saying 14 units, I believe y'all only say 3 to an acre.
That has to do with septic and sewer systems. I think that makes the difference.
Right. And the last time when it was approved with the understanding that he would take away X number of those apartments. I was told by someone else, so I'll help you figure that out on how that goes. But DNR, there's no way he's going to pass a DNR. Okay. Not for purging. He's got his sewer stuff, I believe, running into the creek or into that drainage area, which goes down to the creek.
Okay.
And I do know from DNR that he did flunk DNR a couple times for sewage system.
Okay, Mr. Goldsworthy, is there anything else?
No, ma'am.
We've recorded the issues that you have raised, so thank you very much. Let me move on to... I think my voice is going away.
I apologize. I didn't want to interrupt. One thing I just wanted to say is the kind gentleman here made some copies of the of the plat here too, or of the layout here.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought there was just one.
Okay, let's move on to Laura Kerbo, please.
I think we got one last month.
And Laura, too. If you will please introduce yourself for the record.
My name is Laura Kerbo. I live at 49 Beaumont Lane. My house may not be in fire, nice house, but it's my home where I can live with my dogs, my cats, my horses. I bought that place out from country, hoping that it would save country. Now, I know that there has to be progress in the world, if not, we would still be living in the Stone Ages. But at the same time, there are better ways to progress than to build on top of your neighbors and to make them miserable. They had moved the country, they had moved the country for a reason, and they had bought the property long before you ever thought about putting up your condos. It does not make sense for good neighbors. It does not help out. It does not make, it makes everyone mad, basically, when you go to do the things that you see you're going to do and you don't do. You ever thought about putting up the condos? You should have looked into it before. I'm getting very nervous.
I know, and you need to take a deep breath, and you'll be okay.
Thank you. That doesn't make good neighbors to fight out with either of them about what you're going to do or what you're not going to do or what you don't do. And I'm almost 99% sure that when you built those condo apartments or whatever else they would call them, they were going to be single-family dwellings, not in rentals. So did you intentionally lie to us about that, or is this another one of your so-called misunderstandings? You told us the trust that everything would be done right, but you proved yourself wrong there too. Otherwise, you would have done things the way they said they're going to be done, i.e. the barns weren't done right, and the development was not supposed to be seen from the road. Anyone yet been any supposed to be down Victor Church Road lately?
No, I haven't.
Can you see them from the road?
Yeah.
They're very obvious. They've not been finished. And they're basically an eyesore. Now, my place is not very nice at this point in time because I was out in Arizona for 10 years and we're back about 4 years ago. And I'm working on getting my place fixed up again. It takes time and money, which I don't have. I'm disabled, and my husband worked very hard for what we've got. So my house is not replaced, but it's my home. I've got my horses there. I've got my cats there, my dogs, all my critters that I love dearly, and I love my son who lives there with me. He's 20 years old, but I'm just saying that. I take things very seriously. When you start lying about what you're going to do, that makes me very aggravated. I'm not a very good public speaker, as you can tell. I get very nervous. But this is, I just wrote all this down trying to think, what I'm trying to say here. Okay? And if you rezone the commercial land, will it have to be, if you rezone to commercial, like if you want to put commercial, it's going to be commercial property, right? If it's nightly rentals, it has to be commercial property. Do I understand that? Or?
I think that.
Could you clarify where you live on that map, please? Okay, thank you.
And were you here, I think I remember you at the previous time in 2007 when we dealt with this before, so, okay. Anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, and when you get people, if it's going to be used on commercial, what's going to happen to my livestock? Am I going to have to hear my livestock? Because, I'm honest, in this program called Audio, because very few people like to live neighbors with fancy condos and nightly rentals, not like if the horse flies up and they're on the back deck when they're eating their dinner. You know what I'm saying? This does not go to a lot of people. Don't bother me now because that's what I like. I like my horse. I don't mind horse flies. So.
How big is your property?
I have 10 acres there.
10 acres, and it's zoned agricultural, I assume.
Are you big restriction what I can do on my land? How many horses I can have or dogs if I were to decide to start my kennel up again? If I were to decide to have emus, cows, and pigs again? I moved in the country for a reason so I could have animals and live with people and live without people complaining about my horse life following. I know that might sound far-fetched, but it's happened to people I know. Believe me, you get some folks up there from the city thinking they're going to move to this beautiful country or come down to this beautiful country and they have horse fly land on their plate while they're eating, having a barbecue on their back deck. You're a little upset. I know this for a fact because I've seen that a lot when I live down in Arizona. Anyhow, I think most of the people here can understand my concerns. Basically, you have lied to us from day one about what you were going to do and what you're not going to do. How many more times are you going to continue to change your mind? If you're honest from the beginning, it would have been easier, a little easier to accept what you want to do, what you want and what and it wasn't there. And start to accept it now. I don't think so. Lie to me once, shame on me. Lie to me twice, shame on you. Three times is fully acceptable in my book.
Okay.
I just don't feel like it needs to be there. I mean, I can see the family's dwellings, but nightly rounds, that's going to mean more crime and everything else. And like Tom said, we like our neighbor the way it is. I don't mind change, but it's for the wrong reasons. And the only reason they want to do this is because they cannot get them finished as condos because for some reason they would not sell. I think because they made some mistakes with others that they're not selling, and that's why they want them out of condos. I think the planning zoning commission is a crackdown on these people that come in, fly by night, build those, and don't take the time to build them right or to cause things that happen.
Okay. And realizing again that 2007 and 2008, 2009, 2010, terribly bad economic situations
exactly.
For everybody.
Right.
So.
And also, Tom talking about the free flow. I went to Tom's house because I could not get to my home.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for his floor. I had a home house. But I couldn't get over to church because it started. And then when I went, so I went all the way around 248 and started down my road there at Beaumont, there at the bottom of the road. It was flooded out. I've never seen that much water come through there before. I'm not sure it's been building up there a while. But I could not get across the little creek going down off Beaumont Lane there. I couldn't for like several hours. I'm not sure how long it was at Tom's house, but it would not go down for several hours. And I think officials do the whole building they do because I've never ever seen it. I hold my place there for like over 20 years.
Well, I think, I don't know whether anybody's declared this a 1,000-year flood, but certainly it was a biggie.
I've got my place at home, my place 20 years to be this July, 20 years I've had one.
Okay.
I lived out in Arizona for 10 years and moved back. That's why I hear this, my home. I will never sell that place for my house.
Okay.
But there's going to be a lot of problems there with my horse and everything, because I love my horse more than my land, but I love my land too. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that people need to come in and tell people how they can. We were there first, basically, what I'm trying to say. And I don't think it's there for all these houses and condos without stopping thinking how it's going to affect the neighborhood, affect your relationship with your neighbors. If you get bad neighbors, it makes a very bad business.
Okay, thank you. Well, Mr. Jim Bronner.
My name is Jim Bronner, and I am a father to the applicant, and of course I would like to, because I've been a part of the project, to address some of those things that have been objectionable by previous speakers, and also I would say I'd compliment the pictures. The pictures are the pictures and indicate what the property does look like and that it isn't trashed or anything like that. The only trashing that's been done to it has been by vandals, and yes, it was boarded up, and I will say on two occasions I met Officer Trammell out there to address those issues as far as vandalism, wires being pulled, windows being cracked and everything, and replaced some windows, doors, more than once. So those issues, I kind of chuckle at the word neighborhood watch. That indicates that people are watching out for you, I think. And so kindly that the neighbor on this side of the property, who is probably closest right here, has been very friendly about letting the property owner and myself know when something has happened and alerted us, and we've been pretty prompt about getting over there and checking those things out. As far as a removal of a notice, I assure you that property owners or family or anyone has not done that. That has not happened. I wanted to make sure that's addressed. The relevant creek issue, it is up on a mountaintop, heavy rains or anything like that, and staff will probably take that into consideration, but no different than when it was originally surveyed by Mesa Engineering, same problems that it had in even a normal rain. So those things have not changed. In addition to the DNR, I heard a statement earlier about Flunk DNR. The engineering firm that took on the project, it has never flunked DNR. In fact, you would never approve it if it flunked DNR. And it was approved, and the type system was, and that was put in place in White River as part of the testing, and those are records that can be searched. And I just, you know, would like to address the fact that, you know, everybody's hurting in this economy, and I don't think that even a nightly rental, I'm next door to one where I live in the Oliver Township, and it's very compatible. There are 40 units out there, and next to us are nightly rentals, and we choose not to be, and it is a mutual and satisfying relationship that we have with Westgate that's out there, but I'm not saying that this is that large of a project. It's also one of the things that were said about a reduction. Yes, that was reduced from the original request, and that could be found in the original decision of record on the number of units. So it was reduced at that time.
And reduced from what to what?
I think it was reduced from 16 to 14 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
It would have to fit within our code. I mean, when it was reduced.
Yeah. But it did stay within code, and it was found in the decision of record and approved. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Jason Brown.
I'm Jason Bronner, and I just kind of stole my thunder. To just to round it out, just so that we all have an understanding that the whole point in doing this is not to make a continuous nightly rental. We're still courting people that would like to have an additional home. That would like to maybe live here in the area for 3 or 6 months of the year, and just the ability for them to let out their place under, of course, a rental management company during those other times that they're not here. In no way do I would I want to make it a transient type situation where there's questionable people coming in and out. I am from the area. I've been here since 1985. I do now live in Springfield, but this is my home, and I would not want to see adverse things come to it. With the economy, as I said during the the first time I was here, with the economy being the way it is, it has kind of put me in a position to think creatively, and this is one of the ways in which I could attract still a clientele that would be better than turning it into a apartment complex, so to say, of just regular rentals. So the goal here is to keep the integrity of what was first intended, but just to use it in a way that those same folks could also rent it out on a nightly basis.
Well, I have a question, Jason, before you leave. You have a tiger by the tail here because you have a partially completed development. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Not very saleable as it is right now.
Yes.
What are your timelines for building out the property? Do you have to sell the 4 units now? And I really don't want to get into your finances,
sure.
but the dilemma is it's a very difficult task,
sure,
that you have ahead of you.
Absolutely. I have a not a realty group, but a I guess he does is a broker that is interested with this approval of coming in, cleaning up the area, the front 4 units, selling those, trying to pre-sell the ones that are also partially completed, so that we can move forward using that money to paying, of course, the broker's commissions, but pushing forward to use that money to complete more units so that we can continue.
In the picture, it looked like there were already foundations for additional buildings.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Other questions for...
Yeah. You know, one of the changes that this might make, Jason, is that it would take it, your particular piece of property, and just your piece of property, just, you know, that doesn't affect what somebody can do with their livestock or anything anywhere else, but it would take it from residential to commercial, and one of my concerns is that there's a difference when we go into screening and that type of thing. There might be some changes that would need to be made as far as either landscaping, screening, or berms, or something that, because it's a different animal at that point,
okay,
than it was as it sits today.
Okay.
You can build the 14 condos today,
correct,
or the 14 units today, sorry, and they're residential up against residential. Granted, it's more densely populated, but that would make it more of a commercial project, and that might make a difference, just as an FYI.
So as far as I'm understanding, so you're concerned about as far as barriers between the property,
yeah,
and, okay,
some type of barrier, whether it's, and I don't think there's a lot of landscape barriers here left. There might be. I mean, I drive by there quite a bit, but I don't look close enough to see what's around that. I mean, I'm sure you know better than I,
yeah,
around that whole, because really you're up against residential everywhere, mm-hmm, you know, so there's also some things that make, I guess my question is, is there still some landscaping there?
As to do?
On the borders, 50 feet,
is
I think it's what we normally...
Trees?
Trees.
There is. Oh, yeah, around the edges, yes. Right on this side, well, and this side as well, the back has a little bit more, but on the sides it is... what the requirement was, but we stuck to whatever the requirement was.
Yeah, and I don't recall what it was either, but I just, okay. I'm just curious, because that makes it different with this request from what it, as it sits today.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but Madison Street back there is in a proposed state. There's no street there, right?
There is, it is... I know it was like a,
yeah,
it's a platted road. And
yeah, it's got a 40-foot platted easement there, or road, or whatever it is.
I'm not sure. It has been improved. I believe it was maybe the neighbor that,
There's no maintenance on it, is that what you're?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Okay.
No county maintenance.
But I have a question about Kavanaugh, Fletcher, and Rosen. Are we to assume that those are now platted roads that go between the properties?
Yes.
So,
no, those are all on the property. Those are platted streets in the...
Okay.
In the,
yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
I want the relationship of this diagonal thing to Kavanaugh, Fletcher, and Rosen.
There's streets that are in front of the... Each of the streets there, those are Kavanaugh, Fletcher, and Rosen.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Well, I think so. Well, you know, I understand what you're saying.
But this right here.
So is it
Kavanaugh,
a 24-foot driveway, or is it a road now that we're talking about?
They were always intended as roads.
As roads. But dead-end roads.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, those would be private streets, yeah, in Underhill Heights.
Yeah, they couldn't be roads.
That's what I was thinking,
those,
too.
Well,
I think
they
have to
private
act more
streets between the buildings in Underhill Heights.
Yeah.
Drives.
As just access to the building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
are,
what this would
reported,
indicate. Yeah.
They are,
yeah,
reported with the county.
There's no access through, there's no platted access on the original development through the property to go anywhere else.
Not through those roads.
No.
Not through
those,
it's not
just
through
any
road.
Drive.
It doesn't apply. It still exists the way it is.
Okay. again, what you're simply kind of asking for, if I can paraphrase this, is to still build these properties as condominiums and sell them as condominiums with the right for the property owners to lease them less than 30 days.
Correct.
Time.
To give them that option. Correct.
And that is just an option.
Correct.
You are not doing timeshare. You are not doing nightly rental for 14 units.
No, ma'am.
That becomes the purview of the purchasers.
Exactly.
Of the condominiums.
Exactly.
Okay. And I don't think we've ever had that kind of situation before. Okay. Okay. I will close the hearing on the Underhill Heights project then. Yes. Come to the podium, please, so we can hear you. Okay. I'm having difficulty hearing you, so.
Okay, if it's not being nightly rental business, how come it's right here on the hearing thing that I got it's for nightly rental business?
Because, again, the definition of nightly rental is the ability to lease property for 30 days or less. Okay, so
yes,
that's
I,
the definition.
I didn't understand that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's move on to the Stables at Integrity Hills.
Okay.
Okay.
The Stables of Public at Integrity Hills is in the Oliver Township, Section 14, Township 21, Range 22. The applicant, Quality Structures, is requesting approval of the subdivision of an approximately 2.06-acre lot out of the Integrity Hills development, which is approximately 81.87 acres, as a minor subdivision. Quality Structures is also seeking approval to utilize the existing agricultural barn as a reception hall for weddings, which would be held at the wedding chapel located on the adjacent Lot 2 of Integrity Hills Estates. Giving a history on this, on November 17, 2008, the Taney County Planning Commission granted Division 3 Permit 2008-62, authorizing the construction of 150 duplexes with 300 units, four 12-plexes having 48 units, and 18 cabins having a total of 18 units for a grand total of 172 buildings with 366 units located on approximately 81.87 acres off of Tate Road. The submitted revised preliminary plat of Integrity Hills Development indicates a total of 168 buildings. Both the preliminary plat of Integrity Hills Development and the revised preliminary plat indicate that the existing single-family dwelling will be used as a clubhouse. The existing 40-by-60 metal storage building on site was permitted under Division 1 Permit 05-289 on July 21, 2005. On August 16, 2010, the planning staff granted Division 1 Permit 10-135I, authorizing the construction of a 6,216-square-foot agricultural barn. On October 21, 2002, the Planning Commission granted Division 3 Permit 02-33, authorizing the construction of a cell tower on a 10,000-square-foot lot. The of course, the current application was approved for concept on April 18, 2011. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted. It does have the contours, so it may be a little hard to see on the overhead here. They're splitting or subdividing out a tract here out of this piece of property. And like I said, this property was initially approved as Integrity Hills Development. The proposed minor subdivision lot contains approximately 2.06 acres, and like I said on the preliminary plat of the Stables at Integrity Hills, it shows that it's being served by a 50-foot road easement. The approximately 2.06-acre proposed lot contains the 6,216-square-foot structure that was permitted as an agricultural barn and also a paved parking area. The applicant is now proposing to utilize this this barn structure as a wedding reception hall. The structure in question also contains a commercial kitchen. This is the basic location or the property in question. The review on this, the preliminary minor subdivision plat of the Stables at Integrity Hills indicates that the proposed lot one will be served by a 50-foot road easement per the provisions of section 5.1.3 of the development guidance code. Lots that are less than 5 acres in area shall have direct frontage access to existing public roads. The access actually used could be established by easement. However, the potential direct access to existing public roads should be present. The Taney County Road and Bridge Standards also require that the road easement terminate either in a cul-de-sac or hammerhead turnaround, which did not appear to be indicated on the plat. The revised preliminary plat of Integrity Hills Development indicates a reduction in the total number of buildings from 172 to 168 buildings, with a reduction in units from 366 to 362. The Integrity Hills Development was approved at a density of approximately 2.1 buildings per acre, which is equivalent to 4.5 units per acre. Therefore, an equivalent density on the remaining 79.81 acres would be approximately 168 buildings and 357 units. The existing structure was permitted as an agricultural barn. Therefore, a Division II permit shall also be required in order to bring the reception hall use into compliance with the development guidance code. The project received a score of negative 49 on the policy checklist, out of a maximum possible score of 75, the relative policies receiving a negative score consist of sewage disposal, off-site nuisances, use compatibility, building bulk and scale, development buffering, traffic emergency services, right-of-way of existing roads, water system service, emergency water supply, and solid waste disposal. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves...
Is there anything unique about this? Is there anything?
I think probably the primary thing we wanted to make sure that this does contain a commercial kitchen, and we just wanted assurances that the grease trap had been approved through the health department is probably the primary thing.
Okay.
I think everything else is pretty consistent. I'll show the video we've got here. And this is basically the roadway coming in, and I believe here in just a second we begin driving into that entryway. Wanted to do just kind of a 360 at the entrance here.
Did you take a picture of the chapel?
I believe we did.
Okay.
And I neglected to pass out photos too.
That's the cell tower.
We did determine that the cell tower is on a separate piece of property that's adjoining the property in question.
Sorry.
So you're saying it's a long ways down.
And this is the structure in question coming up here.
It's a nice barn.
That was shed in there, isn't it? Yes.
Here's the existing structure that's proposed to be utilized as the reception hall.
Is it still under construction, kind of, or is it finished?
I believe it's complete at this point. I don't remember if I got footage of the adjoining. We did, didn't we? Of the adjoining wedding chapel as well. And this is the interior. Like I said, there is also a. I think I don't remember if I got a shot of it. There is also a commercial kitchen in this structure as well.
Have they had a wild party? Is that what's all the residue on the floor?
I believe it was just. Yeah, I believe it was just completed fairly recently.
Okay. How far is the barn from the chapel?
It's not much of a distance. Do you know about how...
horse pictures in it.
This was built as a barn, and they've turned it into a reception hall?
I think they built it for exactly what you see.
But conceptually,
barn. I think a barn by any other name.
And this is the commercial kitchen area. We didn't get too much of a shot of that, but.
How is this property zoned, Robert? Do you have any idea?
Basically, it was approved for that residential development. For yes,
yeah.
Yes.
This commercial piece.
Okay.
But not this piece, not this 2 acres.
It was all part of the other.
Yes.
Side.
Oh, this is not part of that. I'll ask you in a minute. I get it now.
Okay. So, Mr. Wolf, the only person who signed up on this, and you're the representative for the project.
Yes. One thing I will add on there is the fire department come out and done verification of the building and give it their full approval. So it's been inspected by the fire department. Everything's in compliance with them. And as far as the cul-de-sac, that can be put on the plat. That's no problem at all. The only thing I'd request is the intention of that road coming in there is to serve the whole development eventually. And that road would be continued right along the curve, right there on the north line of that 2 acre track. And with board's permission, if we put a cul-de-sac in there, a hammerhead, I'd like to make it a temporary, where we don't physically plat, but we show it as a temporary, where the cul-de-sac will go away if the rest of the development is done. That way we don't have to bother the commissioners to vacate a piece of the cul-de-sac or a hammerhead that no longer has a use. So that's what we have to do is petition the commissioner to do that. It's a lengthy process, and I'm sure it's something they do. It's just something that doesn't need to happen.
Okay. Mr. Wolf, in clarifying, because I'm somewhat confused,
Are we asking for a revised plat of the big project, or are we simply, are you asking to for us to designate the use of the barn as a reception area?
Okay. What we're trying to do here is last month when we was here with the concept hearing, you wanted to see a drawing, how it affected this development. And that's the purpose of this here, you can see where the 2 acres sits. And then on that, we actually took the buildings out that it affected and reduced the buildings by four, the way he had in the staff report and everything. That's all in the notes and everything. So you can see that there. All we're, all Mr. Voss is asking to do, since he is owner, part half owner of this here already, the whole thing, and he owns all of this, that he wants to take this here, parcel it out, and we need to plat it to meet Taney County Code. And we can't plat it without the board's permission because of this up here the way it is. And he wants to take this, and he's got an LLC form for the chapel. He puts, wants to put it all in one entity, and everything's what he's wanting to do. He owns the property. It's just that he's wanting to transfer it in, and without platting it, we violate the code, and that's what I've tried to explain to him. Why he's got to do this, but that's the purpose. He's not wanting to sell it. He just wanted to put it in the LLC with the chapel here.
Okay. But I'm confused by the paragraph of the staff report that reads, the revised preliminary plat indicates a reduction of total number of buildings from 172 to 168, and yet it only reduces the number of units by four.
Well, see, there was single units, a lot of single, these are little single units, all that in here. And those were single units there where the 2 acres was, and there wasn't hardly any density at all in there where that was on the original map.
Okay, so we're not concerned about a replat of the whole property.
There has never been anything platted on this total parcel. The only thing that's platted out there is Integrity Hills Estates, which is this property line right there, like that.
In there, okay.
That's it. And all we're wanting to do is create a one-lot subdivision is all we're wanting to do before we can transfer it out. And then, you know, this drawing here was to show you how it affected your Division 3 that you approved prior.
But now the question again, and Robert, question for you. At what point, when this becomes a reception hall that becomes rentable property, does it become commercial in usage?
Well, he's... The only time it will be used, and this was directed from him, is when they're having a wedding reception there at the property. That's the purpose of it.
So why isn't the chapel commercial?
It should be. We ran it through.
Right, we did run it through.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. We ran it through Division 3.
Yeah.
You've got to improve that regard.
Okay. Yeah. So you're really asking for commercial zoning for this 1 acre tract that you're talking about.
2 acre tract.
2 acre tract.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, we need to make it 2 acres to satisfy the requirements of the county, you know, for lot size.
Okay.
And because I discussed with him at one time about taking the area here where the chapel is and just amending that, but we still have to come before you to even to do that because we're adding land to a subdivision. So that's when he said, well, let's just make this a separate subdivision. And I don't know who the person was. Maybe they got in a record that pulled the building permit for a barn, but that was quite a little far-fetched for a barn.
I would think so.
Now, this is the truth. I know this for a fact. The reason that he built the building out there is Gary Shaver's construction guy, and is well-known down in that area. He does a lot of building for Big Cedar and everything, and it was a slow period. And he had done a lot of work for Rob down there. You know, Johnny Morris are good. Well, they went to school together. They're good friends. And Rob didn't want to see the guys that worked for Gary get laid off. And that's what was happening because he didn't have anything to do. So Rob decided to build this building so they could get through 5 or 6 months there and have a paycheck for their families. And that's the reason the building was built. And he'd done that. You know, that's, I'm just going to tell you why it was built there. But that's the reason it was built, and he was going to utilize it as for weddings and stuff like that there.
How are they going to market that?
I think he's got a website. that,
probably.
You know, that I don't know how many events he's got there or he's had there. I haven't asked him. But it's a very nice place.
Okay. Questions?
Yeah, Eddie, on the Integrity Hills Estates part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at the drawing, what you're drawing here. Lot 2, Lot 3A.
You're talking about these right in here?
Yeah, that one and the one just to the west of it.
Over, yeah, okay. That one
is
right
that,
there.
Is there a parking lot there now, or what is that? What
There's
is the
parking lot that sits right there?
Okay.
And if you remember back when we've done the chapel, brought it through, the chapel sits right in here.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that.
And 3A was where we was wanting to put the mausoleum, his burial
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Mausoleum. I remember. I can't say it, but that's
mausoleum.
Yeah, there you go.
Mausoleum.
But that's where he was wanting to, because he went out there and Johnny Morris gave him a Pacific tree to plant, and he was wanting that tree planted so his grave could be right there by it. And the tree was about that big around, and he planted it, and it wasn't up 3 weeks, and it was rutting season for bugs.
Oh, and it?
It went in there and took all the bark, all the sapline off, and killed the tree. And I think somebody eat the bug.
Yeah. So, okay. So that'll be a commercial lot. You know where I'm going with this. I don't remember what we talked about last time. Up against, and I know, at least from what I remember, there's no houses in there right now.
The only house there is Rob has got his own personal house right
but,
here.
But tomorrow he could sell any of those lots to anybody to build a house.
In here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all flat.
So we're going to have a commercial lot at Lot 1, and we're talking about today, up against Lot 2 and 3A, which
are already commercial.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge.
Because those would both be because of that mausoleum.
They were approved,
and
the, you know, for yeah. the chapel and all of yeah. that. So basically, we would be, the only place we'd touch a residential lot would probably be right there.
Well, that was like 3 feet.
Yeah.
Or 30 feet, maybe.
It's okay. A very small distance. It's down at the bottom of the ravine.
Okay. That's the only question I had.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions from the commissioners? If not, we'll close this hearing and we'll move on to the Brass Lantern Resort. Okay. So, Mr. Ashley?
Sorry about that. Okay, this is the public hearing for the Brass Lantern Resort in the Swan Township, Section 14, Township 22, Range 20. The applicant is Someday Ranch, LLC, and they're requesting approval to replat Lot 14 of the Johnny B. Jones subdivision, creating a six-lot subdivision. The history on this, the Brass Lantern Resort has been in existence since prior to the adoption of the Taney County Development Guidance Code on November 13, 1984. A Division 3 permit was previously denied on October 18, 2010 for a proposal in which the applicant was seeking approval of a six-lot subdivision with an increase to 12 units on the property. The previous denial was based upon the proposed increase in density, which was deemed to be incompatible with the surrounding residential area. The current application was approved for concept on April 18, 2011. In general description, the subject property contains approximately 2.84 acres and is located at 5133 Brass Lantern Road in the Johnny B. Jones subdivision, Lot 14. The property currently contains seven existing units on a single lot. These seven units consist of six existing cabin units and one single family home. The Brass Lantern Resort is currently served by an existing community well and septic systems. This shows a little closer view. These are basically the cabin units here, a little hard to see, and then the single family home there. In review, the proposed subdivision would consist of six lots with a total of 10 cabin units. Lots 4 and 6 contain the existing Brass Lantern Resort cabins and the existing house. Lot 6 is proposed to be held in a condo-style ownership, with the four existing cabin units and the house being sold individually as is. Lot 4 is also proposed to be held in condo-style ownership, with the two existing cabin units also being sold individually as is. Lots 1, 2, and 3 are proposed to each contain individual residential units. The project will be served by a new well and sewer treatment plant. Lot 5 is to be the treatment plant lot, with a well lot also being indicated on the plant. The project received a score of negative 29 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 63. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of storm drainage, use compatibility, utilities, emergency water supply, underground utilities, and solid waste disposal. Basically, I don't think there's anything here that's that differs from the other two requests. Sorry about that. Messed up here. We'll go through again. Oh, I did it again. Okay.
So are we looking at new construction here, or are we simply looking for...
And we're actually driving down the road back to the property in question. And this is the property in question.
Is that a county road, or is that a private road that you're on?
I believe that's a county road. Sorry about that. I'd forgotten we took that much.
Outside of the property, right?
Yes, I'd forgotten.
Just outside of the property.
Well, there's actually a Bill Street property.
Okay.
Bob, these are almost as long as some of Kevin Costner's
films. I'd forgotten that we'd taken this much footage.
I know, I feel like
I'm
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
When is he going to throw the germ ring in the volcano? Let's get it on with. Yeah. See, you should have thought of that.
You can drive faster.
Well, the one thing is y'all can't hassle me about my Cecil B. DeMille presentation. He's worse than I am.
Get it. Yet Eddie was driving on this particular quest, so.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I think the actual. I had just forgotten we had that much on the front of this. Holy cow.
Fast forward. Uh-oh. What is this?
Must be five flowers.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
Dog one. You wanted me to go across from the stretchers over here. You wanted me to go across the road and show you that across the road is also part of the property as well.
Okay.
And there is a survey state that I tried to fill, so let's go to lunch while I'm on.
Well, it's very pretty. It was a very pretty time of the year.
The road is rough.
But whoa.
Okay, is there anything more significant that we need to see on this?
I don't know that there is.
Are we coming in for
I think this shows us the resort itself.
And these cabins are the ones they want to sell individually? Okay.
Would that be a condo situation because of the sewer? And do we have, did we have a picture of the house?
So they want one unit per lot.
So it has to be condo because
well, there are the cabins, and then I understood there's a single family residence.
I think it's called Corner of Bullet Gold.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
We'll go down the road and then.
Okay. So we're going to go down the road a little bit further.
We're almost.
Hey, if you bring movies this long next time, you have to bring popcorn.
We're coming close to completion here.
For everybody.
Sorry.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
And chocolate covered raisins.
Okay, we're ready to move on to the public hearing part. People who have signed up to speak, Jenny Baltz.
Hello again.
Pull the microphone down a little bit, and hopefully it'll amplify to us as well.
Hear me more?
Jenny, we don't mind.
I know you don't. I was here before.
Uh-huh.
We're here once again to ask that the Planning and Zoning Commission deny the request to replat the Brass Lantern Resort property. I once again represent several homeowners who are unable to be here. Keith Brown family, Jerry Burroughs family, Jeff Hopkins family, Michael Will family, and Denise Burroughs and family. They sent letters and emails to the commission before the last attempt to replat. We see very little change in the new plans. So we ask that the commission review the previous correspondence, and I have copies if anyone hasn't seen them from the previous time. We ask that the commission review these correspondence that these people sent in. They do live out of town, and they are part-time residents, full-time owners. There are several questions and concerns that we would like to have considered and answered. The questions as to whether or not they can complete this project. Past history shows that they start things and then they do not complete them, and then the area is left torn up. At least 20 trees would be lost just in the lots that she wants to sell. We are 8 miles from the volunteer fire department along that road that you just saw.
We saw 8 miles that we took.
No, you did not. The increase in density of the new plan is still incompatible with the surrounding area. We have all purchased our homes in this area for the peaceful park-like setting. The proposed new well sewer treatment plant, existing 7 units, 3 new proposed units, seems once again to be a lot going on in a very small space. If the plan is approved, we have more questions. What kind of treatment plant is proposed? Can they guarantee the proper maintenance of the plant? And who is qualified to maintain it? It was stated at the concept meeting that the infrastructure would have to be completed before the sale of any lots. Does this include the cost of tying in all the existing buildings into that treatment plant? The two lots on the lower side of Brass Lantern the two lots on the lower side of Brass Lantern Circle that they propose to sell, would their addresses be Brass Lantern Circle, the road that you went over, or the driveway address, which is the which side would the houses face? Because our question is, how far from Brass Lantern Circle do the buildings need to be? And is there room? They're very narrow areas. I know they meet the square footage, but the layout of the lots is the concern. If they intend to rent out the units for the condo owners, as was stated at the concept meeting, why have they been turning away customers of the resort who have been coming down there for over 30 years? Who will be responsible for the dock? Will it be the condo owners, or will Brass Lantern remain as a working resort, which is required by the Corps of Engineers? We respectfully ask that you, the members of the Commission, deny this request for all of the same reasons that it was denied in October. We also ask that the letters and emails of the absent homeowners be taken into consideration.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Let's skip over Eddie Wolf and save him till the last. Again, Mr. Jack Sparks, please.
Well, I want to thank Jenny. I think she's done a wonderful job. But I'm a cabin owner that's four cabins away from where they're talking to put the treatment plant. And why there has to be such a secrecy about a treatment plant is beyond me, but we can't get any figures or anything to know what kind of treatment plant it's going to be. There is a cabin that's within 10 feet of where the treatment plant's going to be. Of the area. Like I say, we don't know anything about the treatment plant. And whoever took the video down there, I thought you'd done an excellent job, but I don't see how you missed all the cabins. We've seen the trees, and on the other side of the road is where the residents are. And they are very close. It's where they're proposing one of these cabins, one of these lots. The road goes right through it. Part of it is on one side of the road and part of it's on the other side. There's got to be at least a 30-foot easement in through there for the road. But other than that, I don't have anything to add. Like I say, they're not proposing us anything. What we know for a fact is the Sunday Ranch up there where they were building the airstrip, they've cut a swath 150 yards wide and 5,000 foot deep. And I've just ruined the landscape. If it was a beautiful airport, it would be a different story. But everything has stopped. And it seems whenever they was going through the process of building that, permits were ignored, and Taney County Commission was just laughed at. So these people are a serious business. They're no to take heed of. So that's all I've done.
Eric, can you kind of point out to me where you live? I mean, this map clear enough to...
Well, you say you're a cabin owner. You're not part of the resort.
Not part of the resort.
Yeah, I want to get all the perspective on that.
Do I?
The cabins are... These are the cabins right here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right in here is the first cabin, because this is their property line.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cindy's cabin. She's got that cabin and the next cabin. There's one more cabin, and the fourth cabin is mine.
Okay.
These lots are about 130 feet wide.
Okay.
They vary a little bit. So that shows you about where I am. I'm about 400 feet from it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I need the clarification.
Now, all this land below this sewer system is supposed to be going in this area right here. This is all Corps property right here. And I'm sure anything about the Corps, Taney County would come to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have plats of this? I know we have had.
Yes.
But we certainly will need copies of the property under consideration.
Yes, and I apologize.
Okay. Let's move on to Ken Baltz.
My name is Ken Baltz. I live at 4929 Brass Lantern Road. We have approximately 5.65 acres in our lot, and we have owned there since 99. I have been visiting in the area for 31 years now. And so I have gotten to know a lot of people, a lot of the customers, the longtime customers of Brass Lantern have become my friends, people I keep up with. They have gone elsewhere. Some have gone to Stockton, some have gone to Pont de Terre, some have gone over to Theodosia, Isabella, so forth. This, I believe, to be an issue because I don't see any income potential in this place anymore, in this Brass Lantern. I know for a fact they went from Labor Day weekend until deer season without a single customer. And then they went 3 weeks ago without any more customers. If there's no income potential here, how is this project going to be completed? Every time we leave our home, we see that mess out there on the Brass Lantern Road that was to be an air park. I have seen an aerial photo of that. And if the gash in the earth that was to be that runway is just a sin, we would just like to see something completed before something else is started. The treatment plan has been mentioned. One of my concerns about the treatment plan is, are there pumps involved? I mean, are we going to hear pumps running in our quiet neighborhood? Or, you know, and as my wife said, you know, who's going to maintain it and so forth? On the subject of septic systems, has been mentioned on two other occasions in meetings here about the condition of the other septic systems in the area. They have been described as two or three barrels welded together. I can assure you that is not the case. We went to a considerable expense to have a new septic system put in by a contractor we got right here in this courthouse. Bill West, right down the road from me, put in a new one last year. Don Simon put in a new one just a month ago. And others that I know of that are concrete tanks, so we're not the run-down neighborhood that we have been described as where our septic systems are concerned. Properties in the area that have sold recently, one of which was just last month at auction, a one-bedroom plus house with a partial basement under it, a nice house, beautiful big fireplace and so forth, bordered on two sides by the core land, all the way back at the end of Brass Lantern Circle, it sold for $35,500. Just 2 years ago, another nice, bigger two-bedroom home with a boat dock sold for $37,000. How are they going to get anything for a 400-square-foot cabin? So I don't see how you're going to sell these. And if you did, who wants to come way out there to live in a condo, stay in a condo? It's an hour from Branson. It's 40 minutes from where we sit now. It's, for us, it's our home. This is not some investment. This is our home, and its value lies in the fact that it is peaceful and remote. The video showed very nicely the one-lane road coming in there. That road is about 38 feet from my house. So I resent any big development that would happen back there. The whole issue with traffic, the video also showed the 20-mile speed limit, which is totally ignored. That is a danger, and so I don't want anything that would make that situation worse. I know that there was a proposal here just 6 months ago. It was denied by this commission, and it was denied on appeal at the Board of Adjustment. This seems very similar. How often are we going to come in here and do this? Nothing really, there's no big change here. And so I guess that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Explain how the flooding has affected that area down there with Port Hills. How close to the shoreline is Brass Lantern Resort?
It might be 250 yards down the hill.
Okay.
To where the water is
okay,
now.
So it's higher.
Yes, we are.
But the water.
We have spent our time the last 3 weeks moving boat docks.
Okay.
Three or four times a day. In fact, I work with the owner moving boat docks. I've done that for as long as I've been going there. I will continue to do that no matter what happens here. But the result of this high water, I mean, we got high water now. We have semi-high water the last 2 years. 3 years ago, we had water 2 feet higher than what we are now. That is conspired to run customers away, certainly. Mm-hmm. If you want to come there to fish and you find a boat dock up in the trees, I mean, you know, you'll fish for a couple of days and you go home.
Okay.
And so this, you know, that is, I spoke with the Corps about, you know, the fact that you know, there are no customers anymore, and Mike Love from the Corps said, well, this is the case all over this lake. The older resorts, the glory days are gone. He said, everybody's in trouble that way. And so I mentioned this just as I said before. I don't see income potential here other than selling those three lots. There are no customers anymore. Very few.
And the ownership of the Brad's Lantern Resort are the people who are making the request. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're a full-time resident down there, am I understanding that?
Yes, we have been there since 99.
So you are not just a vacation.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy Hosford, please.
My name is Cindy Hosford. I have the two cabins that are directly adjacent to the Warren's property. Okay, there we go.
Sorry.
I have a cabin right here and then right there. I mean, they're just next door to each other. Their property line is within 7 foot of my house. I use these for, I go there a lot, but I don't live there full time. I did not want to be involved in this at all. I was pretty much live and let live. People do their own thing. Until I was stopped by Tammy Warner when all this first started 6 months ago, and she asked me if I had any questions about what they were doing. I said, yeah, I do. And she says, well, come on over and I'll show you the plot and what have you. And she sat down and explained to me some different things. And it wasn't a whole lot different than what it is now. And we walked the property and she pointed out the lots that they wanted to sell and where they wanted to put condos and what have you. And she said that they also wanted to change all the cabins and make them condos too, and they could do that because in the Taney County there weren't rules that govern condos and they could do whatever they want with these condos. And I says, no, you can't. And she says, yes, we can and we will. Well, and then she went on this treatment plan is going to be something I can look down on every day when I'm down there instead of my lovely view. And they've already, in that area where they proposed this treatment plant, have already dropped a bunch of trees down there and have done nothing else but drop a bunch of trees down there. So there's this big pile of very big trees there now. So I went home and I thought about this, and I thought, you know, I just can't let this happen to this area, this beautiful area, that people are going to come down and just do whatever they want because they think they can. They continue to think they can fly under the radar and do this and do that. They completely destroyed the property up the road. And I was also told by them this was a project that they want to use to generate money so they can continue that project up the road and complete that. To me, they're just doing this with total disregard to any of the neighbors, any of the land, any of the environment, the lake. You know, they still have their big sign up on the highway that says they're going to have a fly-in on the lake place, they're going to have jet skis, they're going to have scuba diving. It's all false advertising. They're trying to get investors to come down and say, oh, gee, let's invest in this thing. And none of that is going to happen. And, you know, the Corps has continued to reassure us that there is not going to be a fly-in landing on the lake, that they are still have their big sign up. They still have it online or on their website or whatever. And this is just something they're doing, in my opinion, to generate money to try to finish this fly-in park thing up the road. And if this fails, then we are stuck with what they are stuck with up the road. Only this isn't a neighborhood with lots of houses.
and people that are there all the time. Up the road, yeah, we all have to drive by it, but they have no neighbors or no one living directly adjacent to that property. They are not disturbed. No one's disturbed. We will be greatly disturbed on a daily basis. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. And you have been here previously.
I was here last time.
Well, Mr. Wolf, so explain what is happening.
Well, there's two changes I want to tell you about that after discussing them. Like I said, we tried to listen to you last time. It was denied about the density and compatibility. The well lot up here, we're going to take it out up here in this corner. We don't have a layout there, but apparently they've got a 1442nd interest in the community well there, and every lot owner in there has got a 1/42nd interest in the well. The resort is presently hooked into the community well, and it already serves the number of units right there. There's two units there, a unit there, and a unit here. Before, at the last concept hearing, I told you we were going to make two units out of those two buildings there. They've now decided to go ahead, since it's close together, go ahead and combine those into one unit. So we do not have any increase in density. What we're asking for is the same number of units as exist out there, period. So there won't be any. With this over here, there's one there, there's be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 units. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 units. So there's no increase in density, period. It'll be the same amount. They're not going to lay any new water lines. It's already got water to it. The sewer treatment plant right here will be submitted to Taney County Sewer Board. It'll be 3,000 gallon capacity. It'll be a gravel system. They're used all over the area. They're very quiet. No odor. It does discharge onto the ground. It will run out on the court, which is permissible. It's treated before it gets there, just like groundwater. And that would be built down here in this area. And the reason that we've got a 15,000 square foot lot is, the time you put the beds into the gravel system, it takes quite a bit of room when you build these flat areas for the water to go through the gravel and do its thing with chemicals in there. So, you know, from what I can hear from the neighbors, everybody else, it's more he said, she said. I don't want to get into that. You know, there have been a lot of hard feelings down there, whatever. Mostly what I hear is, you know, when are they going to complete the airstrip? So, you know, there's nothing here to complete except put the sewer treatment plant in. That's it. Everything else is in place. She can't put that in unless she gets a permit from the Taney County Sewer District, which they got to be, the plans are drawn right now. We're waiting to see if they get approval before they go to the sewer board to get approval for that. There can't be anything sold in here until that's either built or bonded. And that's all we're asking for. The only reason that we're asking for condominiums in here is currently the way the code is. You don't have it where you can do a PD or anything like that. It's the only means we have by the code to be able to split those into parcels.
And as a point of clarity, just to make sure that at least what I heard a couple of folks say and what at least what I think is going on here, just to maybe hopefully clarify it for them, condominiums are not necessarily what a building looks like. It's not
condominiums
are a style of ownership.
Right. It's the only means.
When we say condos, a lot of
code.
People around here think condos, you know, like we see in Branson, but it's a style of ownership.
If we do a plan unit development on something like this, you would have like a residential lot. You'd have a road that fed those materials.
So the footprint of that looks more or less, other than the three lots, the existing buildings that are there, the footprint will be the same. They're not three-story buildings and that type of thing. Those
buildings will be sold as is. They're not going to build any new buildings. Now, if somebody buys one of those and they want to come up here and ask, building permit there when they build one, that's up to them. I mean,
But when they do that, and I'm just trying to clarify so we make sure we're all on the same page, mm-hmm. when they do that, they can't turn around and build a three-story building without coming back to us and talking to us.
That's what I put in the secret record.
You know, exactly. We're pretty careful about that. Yeah. I just want to make sure that at least that's understood.
Why can't you do this as a subdivision?
Because we can't get the road frontage. You just can't do it, sir. You can't meet the requirements for the lots. I played with it to try to build some funky lots. You know, you've seen some of them.
I've seen some of your funky lots.
There's just not enough room there to do it.
Okay.
You know, it's it would meet if we could, and that would be the simple way to do it. There's just not. Okay. And even try to get creative and everything, you just can't do it.
Now, Eddie, you are still talking about another well, aren't you?
No, they own a 1442nd of the present well there. And the lot owners there.
So the only thing you're talking about is building a sewer system then?
Uh-huh. The well serves it presently.
But the night one is here, why it was a well and a sewer system.
That's right, and I told you when I stepped up here that I had two changes. And the two changes, one, we wasn't going to do the well because it was already served.
Okay, I misheard.
By good water. And there's no need to put a well in or another hole to interfere with that well if it's already there. And we was combining those two single units into one unit.
Okay, I misunderstood you. I hear you now. What about those two lots? What's the plans for those two lots?
They'll just be sold as residential lots. They have the capability of somebody building a house. The only thing is they would have to have water and sewer put to them to sell.
None of those lots can be established until the sewer system's in.
No. Nothing can be sold, Ray, until the sewer system's in. And it has to be approved. Currently, through the Taney County Sewer Board, they've got the authority from DNR to grant any sewer system that is designed properly and reviewed by them. They can do their approval without DNR up to 3,000 gallons.
So the first thing then that's got to happen on this property is sewer system put in, right?
That's the only thing that's got to happen.
Now, those three lots, there's three, Ray. There's three residential.
Three residential.
Those three.
I heard two across the road.
No, there's one. One lot across the road.
Just one?
Just one.
This.
Okay.
And then there's two on this side.
Okay, here's the one, and then the two are on this side.
Yes. We're leaving that as a whole chunk on the other side.
Oh, okay. I thought there was two lots.
There was on the previous one.
That's why
I was wanting the layout up there so there wouldn't be any confusion. But, you know, this area here is one lot. There's a residential lot here, then you've got the existing building and the rest of this condominium with utility lot right there for the sewer treatment plant.
This whole thing's had more changes than the moon since we've got
Does the lot across the road have a 42nd interest in the well?
Every owner that's got a house got a 142nd.
The house or a lot? I'm talking about the lot across the road.
My understanding, each resident's got a 147.
You're talking about the property that's on there, though, right, Dave?
I'm talking about that lot.
Lot one.
Yeah. This one here?
Good question.
Yeah. Yes.
That one there's part of Brash Land. That's part of their property. They own. They've got this area that is in blue, that chunk and this chunk, they've got a 1442nd interest of the water.
Okay, I guess what to boil it down to simple terms, will they have water accessibility?
Yes.
How can it be approved? I don't understand it with
they've got the right for 14 units with their 1442nd. To hook into that public well.
They can hook into 14 different units. I understand
we've
that.
We've got 8 units.
Okay.
Eddie, there's some other property down there that lots for residents that's not been developed. Do they have a 142nd ownership?
There's only 42 shares, Ray. I don't know which is the 42, but there's 42 shares in the well agreement is what there is. Now, I don't know how many lots are platted down there in that area.
Well, I don't either.
But there each dwelling owner, and maybe a lot owner too, but there's 42 different ownerships, and they've got 14 of them with a resort.
Now, what I was wondering, I don't know that it's an issue here, but I'm pretty sure there's some lots that haven't sold, and I was wondering where they had that lot had an interest in the well, or didn't.
I don't have the agreement in front of me. I've just been told about the agreement, but if these units here are sold, that they've got each unit now where this whole thing pays one assessment for water a year, that each one of these would turn around and have to pay individually their own assessment to the wetland.
And I guess the thing that's really stirring around in my mind is because under existing standards today, mm-hmm. you've got to have a well for every three homes. You can't go any farther than that.
That's a community well, then.
I understand that, and it'd have to be grandfathered in, or it'd have to be...
That's why there's 42...
Mm-hmm. I know there's several of those around.
Yeah.
But that's why I guess why I was concerned whether it was spelled out, whether the empty lots actually had well accessibility or not.
Well, any of service put two of those.
Eddie, doesn't those 42 owners have a say in what else goes on that well?
If you've got a four, if you've got 14 shares... Entrance. Of that well, you've got 14 hookups, guaranteed. Like, if I owned a lot down there and I had a share of that well at 142nd, I've got the right to hook onto that well.
Or you got a right to deny somebody else that don't have a right to get on it too.
That's up to the association that runs the well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be up to the association.
Yeah, not up to them.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I've heard, they knock some trees down here. They can take a tree down. They could go up to the county the way the rules are right now. We could do a soil erosion plan about it right there. Pay the bottom, 1,000 bucks an acre, 1,500 bucks an acre, whatever you set it. Push every tree down, let it lay there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what the code says, but that's, you've got that ability to do that by the code. I mean, up at the other development they're talking about, according to my understanding is, they're in compliance with the code, they just haven't finished what they started. You know, that's what I'm hearing. You know, I don't live down there. These people do. I'm sure they like to see it, but that's a separate project.
Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you, Mr. Wolf, because you do so much work throughout the entire county,
mm-hmm.
and you're pretty keen as far as the real estate market is concerned. Mm-hmm. Why do these people think there is a market for these properties?
Well, Sarah, to answer that, we haven't done one on Bull Shoals, but on Table Rock.
Okay.
Through the past 5-6 years, I've probably done over 30 resorts like this in Stumpton County. And every one of them has completely sold out within a year.
Did you ever figure out why you haven't done any old Bull Shoals?
There's not very many down there.
No demand. That's
there's nobody. There's demand there. Bull Shoals is a hidden jewel of the area, and it's going to get developed one of these days. But you take a person that lives at the city, and they want a weekend retreat, come down on the holidays or twice a month or whatever, this is attractive to them. It's not that much money to buy one of them.
What do you think the market rate will be? Do you have any idea?
I would. From what I see, little cabins like this sell for on Table Rock. I don't know what they're worth here because they haven't been tested.
Yeah.
But they'll sell anywhere from $60,000 to $70,000. That's what they'll sell for.
Well, a house of brass lantern will bring that.
Right. But you'd be surprised what these little cabins will bring.
But what we've done, Eddie, in the last 4 years, we've passed three different developments
mm-hmm.
on Bull Shoals, and every one of them fell on their face. We took 260 acres at the end of the Elm Highway,
mm-hmm.
cut it up into lots. People in California owned it, went into bankruptcy, and it's under it, and it's been sold. All abandoned. Never sold one lot.
You've got the airports out there.
The airports, you got that where they're going to mm-hmm. sell all those lots. How many have been sold? That's just the area demand there. That's what it is.
But the thing is, it shouldn't make any difference, when you come and ask for requests on whatever it is or what it is.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I don't argue with you.
The one there at M Highway, the guys from California there,
yeah.
Dan Root and them financed that. They own that now presently. It's all one parcel.
Had to take it back because they couldn't get in.
They hadn't took it the last I know of. Now, they were threatening to.
They got it, but
the last time I talked to Mark, Dan's son, they hadn't took it back yet, but they thought they may have to. They come up with another payment. But that's in material of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Young? Or no, Wolf. I'm sorry. Yes.
I have an aerial view.
Okay. So, Mr. Wait until we finish with this witness, as you will. So, Mr. Wolf,
you know, that's about all I can say. We're not trying to increase density. We're not trying to change the area. We're trying to leave it intact the best we can. That's what we're trying to do. The only thing is we're trying to do a better job with the sewer where it doesn't filtrate into the lake the way it's doing that. And that's it.
Nobody trusts
you. Okay, and Mrs. Baltus?
He just said he doesn't want to increase the density.
Uh-huh.
My question is, you know, I'm not college educated, but you're going to sell these three lots, right here, right here, and right here. Those people are going to want to build. That's increasing the density. I'm sorry.
Simple.
We're looking at it through number of units. Density is number of units.
So it's increasing by three units. Mm-hmm. Just because he's combining two units into one,
they're already platted lots.
They're already existing.
They're already existing, but they're existing as two, and you're counting them as one. That footprint is still the same, and you're adding three more buildings.
Okay. Let me close this public hearing, and we'll move on to old and new business for the commission. Thank you all for your presentations tonight. Okay. Old and new business. Okay. Mr. Ashley? Do we have any old or new business? Okay. Anybody want to take a break?
Yes.
Okay. Seems like the thing to do.
Didn't take long.
Okay, you're going to take a 5-minute, 2-minute, 3-minute break. Okay?
Okay.
Break. Okay, so tell me.